This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A chocolate factory doesn't immediately bring high tech to mind, digital high tech anyway. But as with the rest of the economy, where in more traditional offices PCs are dying and mobile is where it's at, so too in dark, bittersweet, and milk. Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
Cho is an artisan chocolate maker, and its factory is in a huge warehouse on Pier 17 in San Francisco's Embarcadero neighborhood. That's where I met Brad Kinzer, Cho's chief chocolate maker.
All right, so where are you taking me now?
Well, we're heading back into the lab.
Cho is a small business. They have about 60 employees, and its lab looks more like a big utility closet. Alongside one wall, there's a line of small metal containers spinning liquid chocolate.
Different chocolates require different temperatures, different time cycles to create the optimal flavor.
And getting that flavor takes constant monitoring, and generally a batch takes about 12 hours. But Kinzer says...
We do tests up to 40 hours here. It's really a 24-hour process, 7 days a week.
Fortunately, he doesn't have to stand there the whole time.
We have an iPad app that allows us to remotely control a lot of what we do here in the lab.
I've seen tablets used by cable guys, by telephone repair people, by sales forces. Increasingly, we'll see doctors using them. We're also seeing education be a big user of tablets.
Rakesh Agrawal is an analyst at Redesign Mobile. He says tablets have decimated PC sales in the consumer market. And now there are signs that the office could be up for grabs, too.
When you look at the confluence of what the tablets are doing and cloud computing, it is almost a perfect marriage.
Jerry Gravonsky is an analyst at Moody's, and he says not too long ago, tablets couldn't run the software that you needed to work. But increasingly, that software is being run in the cloud. And the big money is betting that the trend towards tablets in the workplace will continue. Scott Jacobson is a venture capitalist at Madrona Venture Group.
Every productivity application you can think of, email, documents, spreadsheets, presentations, is being reimagined.
Right now, Apple, with its iPad, is the immediate winner. But with the battle for the office just beginning, analysts say Google's Android and Microsoft can still catch up. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.